You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion.
You're listening to Fashion on 95 BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
Thank you very much to Recircle. You can find them on Galatos Street, just opposite Galatos, the venue. Kia ora, Penny. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We've got some, I guess, like happy, sad chats this morning because we're talking about Kate Sylvester, who's announced wrapping up the Kate Sylvester brand after 31 years.
Yeah, and I want to stress that this is not a reflection of the economic climate. It's purely because they just want to go and do other things. Like
Which
travel.
Is fair enough. It is fair enough. 31 years is a bloody good innings for any project, let alone a super successful fashion house.
And especially when you think about how many collections get put out a year, and there's not just clothing, there's jewellery and eyewear, and, you know, there's so much more.
So tell us a wee bit about Kate's work. Where did it kind of all start from, Penny?
Well, for people who don't know, I guess I'm just going to kind of read out their description on the website of Kate Sylvester's work. Kate Sylvester creates intelligent, timeless clothing that celebrates colour, honouring her craft and the makers and community who bring these garments to life. Collections are concept-driven and storytelling is woven into each garment, which I think is so true.
Totally.
Kate studied textile and clothing at Wellington Polytech. She met partner Wayne Conway, who was originally a graphic designer, and they went travelling and returned to New Zealand at the end of the recession in 1992. And this is at a time when, like, the hippest places to hang out was like Verona and Rikino's and, you know, Cours Celebre and that sort of thing. And it was Planet magazine and Pavement magazine. And they started a label called Sister, which was, from what I remember it just being graphic t-shirts with this, you know, woman with short hair on the front. And it would always have some kind of catchy slogan down the bottom.
Yeah.
And so Kate worked in the shop during the day and sewed the clothes at night, and she said that the clothes certainly weren't collections. They were more eclectic, experimental bunch, more streetwear and craft than fashion and couture. Their customers were mostly uni students, but they kind of were getting some success, and they moved to High Street in 1997 and had their first orders in Australia. But then this coincided with a trademark battle. I think it was an Australian company that said that they already used the name Sister. So Kate Sylvester renamed it Kate Sylvester.
As is, I think, a very good thing to do is, well, it's you, so make it you. And that's a really kind of landmark moment for a label like that.
Yeah, definitely. And it, there's some places where she said that originally they didn't want to name it Kate Sylvester from the start because it kind of felt too egotistical. But then by the time Sister had been established, you know, then you kind of are part of the fashion industry, so you can just do that. I don't think that's egotistical to call something after your own name, though.
Totally not, but I can completely understand that imposter syndrome feeling or something that you have to push through to be like, okay, no, actually, this is cool and fine to do this.
Yeah, totally. And the collections are often centred around, like, classic characters in iconic books. One like Brighton Rock by Graham Greene, that was in 2000. 2004 was Love in a Cold Climate, which is based on the Mitford sisters, which I remember that one quite well. And then 2006 Wolf, there was this amazing red cape, like Little Red Riding Hood, that I just remember that was incredible. But my favourite collection was 2007, which is Art Groupie. It was based on Surrealists, and it had prints that were all lips and eyes and, like, glove fascinators and scarves.
Amazing.
And bowler hats, and I remember buying a bowler hat.
That's so cool. I could so see you rocking a bowler hat, Penny.
Yeah, I had short hair then and I loved hats, so I had this bowler hat.
Nice.
And it was amazing. And then 2019, Francis Hodgkins, who was a painter of landscape and still lifes, but also briefly dabbled in textile design. And, of course, Kate and Wayne have always been music fans, so they've always had musicians performing at their shows. And 2019, they had Jonathan Bree on a revolving stage in the phase where everyone was wearing white over their faces.
Yes, in the Bree band. It was all very stylized and amazing. I think I was lucky enough to go to that show. It was pretty spectacular. And that's something as well. I mean, a lot of artists, musicians, fashion designers, it's like, you know, a pretty strong handshake that goes on there. But I think that has always been something that struck me about Kate's collections, is they're so, you know, connected to local music as well and stuff that's happening contemporaneously in the scene, you know?
Yeah, definitely. The current collection, Autumn Winter, is called Gloria Gloria, and it's based on If Gloria Vanderbilt and Gloria Steinem were mates.
Iconic.
Which I think is pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, and they are actually wrapping up mid next year, so their final ever collection, summer 24-25, which I think comes out in about August, will be their last. And if you do want to find out more, Kate gave a really interesting interview with Jim Moira on Radio New Zealand on the 14th of April.
Cool.
So you can check out the podcast.
Oh, fantastic. And, you know, re-up those Trade Me Saved search tabs, I reckon, because there might be a bit of, you know, collector fever going on Trade Me at the moment, I would say.
Yeah, and also I did want to mention that Kate co-founded the non-profit organisation Mindful Fashion in 2019, which focuses on sustainable and inclusive future for clothing and textiles. And she's come on the feature before and spoken about it, but she'll be continuing that work, which I think is really cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, an absolute tortura of fashion and textile in Aotearoa. Really sad to hear that they're wrapping it up, but stoked that they're, you know, off to do new exciting adventures. Thank you for bringing us Pocket History on Kate Sylvester this morning, Penny. We are going to listen to some Jonathan Bree from around that era. You're so cool. Have a great rest of your morning.
Thanks very much.
find solace in the privilege to pursue. Most people are crushed into servitude.
Jonathan Bree, you're so cool. Thank you very much to Penelope Noir for talking about Kate Sylvester this morning. You can also head along to Recircle, fantastic spot, who very generously sponsor the segment. They're on Galatos Street, just opposite Galatos, the venue, and you can sell your clothes there or your books or your records. You can also buy a bunch of excellent secondhand items there as well. It's a great space.
That was Fashion on 95BFM with Penelope Noir. Thanks to Recircle, serious secondhand shopping.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.